89 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicine safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Loney Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. To start off the week, on Monday, October 23rd, Clint Smith, the author of How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America, will deliver the Mills Distinguished 2023 Lecture at 7 p.m. in Alumni Fieldhouse. On Tuesday, October 24th, Global Education is hosting International Halloween Cookie Decorating in Union Square in Hunt Union. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. and includes free food. On Wednesday, October 26th, Activities Council is hosting Foreign Film Festival, showing The Host at 7 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union. This has been your Loney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
you're a fan of WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta?
Shakira, do you keep it locked?
Don't touch that dial.
Hey, Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.
I love vaping. I have my own Juul.
What? Why would you ever want to purposely damage your lungs and increase your risk of respiratory, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about the long-term effects. I just thought it made me look cool.
Vaping is definitely not cool, and I would not recommend it to anyone, especially my friends and family. If you know anyone that vapes, send them over to thetruth.com, where they can sign up for the first ever text-to-quit vaping service, and they will get the help they need.
Catskill Choral Society is proud to present Carl Orff's Kamina Burana to be performed this Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the beautiful and acoustically designed First United Methodist Church at 66 Chestnut Street in Oneonta. The 70-plus choral singers are under the direction of Dr. G. Robert Kolb with musical accompaniment by Fidelis Campbell and Tim Horn. There will be three premier soloists, Laura Enselin, Brian Collette, and David Kolb. There will also be a performance by the youth choir under the direction of Miss Cynthia Donaldson, along with dancers. Don't miss this presentation of the well-known 20th century rendition of 13th century poems, songs, and texts from the diaries of Benedictine monks.
Until it hurts. Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
From everyone here at WONY, good luck on finals and enjoy your break. See you next semester.
Happy New Year from your friends and DJs at WONY, W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM, Oneonta. Thank you for a great year of listening and keeping it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country,